Hi, it's Krishna Day of KrishnaDay.com here, and I'm at the Corporate Business to Business as Business to Consumer Social Media Marketing Summits that are taking place in London. And I actually just caught up over lunch with Amy Jones, and this is a special interview with Amy because it's for anybody who's out there who's a graduate and is looking at how they're going to use social to get their next role. Amy, I'm not going to spoil it just now for people, but just spend a minute or two telling us about your blog and how that got you an internship and probably into one of the most amazing jobs that any graduate in digital or who wants to get into digital would want. So tell us about your digital experience.
Okay, I've been blogging since I was about 16, so way before I started university, and I started using Twitter to promote my blog around about the age of 17, so that would be 2007-2008. And from that, I was contacted. Someone said, I've seen your blog, I like your writing, I like your style.
So tell people what your blog URL is and what you blog about.
At the moment, it's www.shecooksheeats.co.uk, and it's a cooking blog, very simple recipes. I used to blog just a general day-to-day diary, but I've kind of expanded that now. I actually run 5 blogs at the moment, two about cooking, one about just general touristing things and travels, a personal blog, and a blog on television. I also run the Twitter accounts for all of those, and it seems to be going quite well for me. I just said about the internship. Someone found my blog and my Twitter account and was impressed, so they contacted me asking if I'd like to do an internship. I did this for a summer between my first and second years at university, and then spent my second and third years, as well as my university work, focusing on those blogs and promoting them and generally developing my skills in that area.
And what was your degree in? Because you just finished university.
Just finished university 2 weeks ago. It was philosophy from the University of Warwick. So not actually related to the world of social media at all. And the person who was my boss at the internship contacted me just before I graduated, asking if I'd like to work with and for him, because he was impressed with what I'd done in the internship and then my experience whilst being at uni.
So tell everybody who your new employer is.
I'm working for Manchester City Football Club as a
Manchester
researcher.
City Football Club as a researcher.
Yes.
Fantastic. Brilliant news for you.
Yes.
I'm
so lucky.
Thrilled.
Very, very lucky, yes.
So you're going to be moving to Manchester in the near future?
I'm going to be commuting from London.
Right.
So it's very good commuting. London is kind of the place to be for all of this.
And that has come about because of your online visibility and the quality of your writing.
Yes, completely. I didn't look for it, especially. I did the work I knew that would in future be beneficial to me, but I didn't expect any of this. I feel very lucky and privileged.
Well, that's absolutely fantastic. Give us one final tip for anybody who's listening today who's saying, okay, how do I get started in terms of writing a blog? And even better, how do I keep my content relevant and up to date and build the skills like you've done?
You need to work at it, basically. I mean, doing a degree and running several websites and blogs isn't easy in any way, shape or form. But it was something I knew I wanted to do. It was something I was passionate about. And that work is what's paid off. That's the only tip I can give, work at it.
So give everybody your Twitter URL and also your website URL that you want people to find you at in the main.
My Twitter is at Jimsy Jampots. It's just the nickname from childhood. Again, it wasn't to do with the professional slant, it's just grown. And my blog is www.shecooksheeats.co.uk.
Thanks so much, Amy. Good luck with your fantastic new role.
Thank you.
Somebody else I've caught up with at the Social Media Summit is Bjorn Jus, who actually did a great presentation around the use of social media, social business for Intuit. However, I actually managed to catch up with him because I wanted him to let our listeners know about what he did about getting his recent role with Intuit through social media. So let our audience know, those people who are looking for a role in social media, tell all.
Yeah, I'm going to tell all my secret sauce. Yeah, so what I did, I'm quite new at Intuit, but when I was hired by the headhunter, I thought about what's actually the objective of them. So what do they want from me? And one objective of a social media manager, I think, is identifying key influencers and creating value. So from my perspective, it was the hiring staff and who wants to hire me. So I was thinking about how can I really convince them that I can identify them. So I was creating different ads targeting like my boss in Canada, and also
although they weren't your boss at the time.
My research exactly. So I did my research, like who is interviewing me at the next step, and targeting like all potential people who could interview me, which I more or less knew from the questionnaire before. And so I did that after my first interview. I had 7 in general. And then, create different hats, like saying hire me or stop searching around in Google. You found the right one, and all this, like little wording copy, and put it on different channels like AdWords when they look up my name, because a lot of people really try to do a background check. And then they find in Google your ad saying, hey, stop looking around. Or the same in Facebook, or the same in LinkedIn, I think it's because they look you up in anyway in all social networks. So, and it worked quite fine. I mean, I spent maybe 2-3 hours recreating the images and everything, and total cost was less than £2, like €2.30. And my call to action was really to do a screenshot. Hey, if you're an employee of Intuit, do a screenshot and send it to one of the recruiters, and you got a lot. So, and yeah, it was hard. It was not the only reason, but I think it was a good mix of understanding the need of your customer and creative use of social media. So there are some more ideas so you can experiment with it.
It was fantastic. And also you gave a couple of slides there about what you did, and you were very creative in your copy as well. So did you take people to a landing page or just to your LinkedIn profile when people
good
clicked
question.
On the ad?
It depends. Some went, I think I had 2 different options. One was linked to my LinkedIn profile, which makes more sense since I remember some companies had interviews before and asked me for my CV, and I haven't sent a CV for years now. And I think I also don't want to work for, I told them I don't want to work for a company who really wants a Word CV, because if they hire a social media manager, I think it should be enough having something in really good profile on LinkedIn. So I did some LinkedIn and some others on a personal blog where you have a little bit more flexibility.
Yeah. And of course, you could have taken them to a YouTube video, which is personalized to them. You could have taken them to a resume over on SlideShare.
Yeah.
Options are endless.
Exactly.
But I hope we've given our listeners today a few suggestions. So if they're looking for that next big gig in a great company who's looking for somebody in social media or digital communications, thanks so much for being with us. And how can people find you online? What's the best place to go and find you?
I think since my name is quite difficult, the best thing is to go to Twitter. So to look, my Twitter hashtag is FAIM, so FAIM. And there you find some links to LinkedIn as well. But you can look me up in LinkedIn as well.
Thanks so much for being with us here today.
Thanks a lot.